Yeredis, and then it doesn't come down anymore. After 12 months, then the neshama does not come down anymore. But before 12 months, it's not shver what it brought up Shmuel HaNavi, because the neshama comes down. So Taisa speaks out, Afal pi came, kishah yeroitse hi yeredis. It's minastam, the neshama does not come down to this world anymore after Yud Beis Chodesh. But if the neshama wants, Avadvit could come down. Eshkin's the Meister is kihid liyel du Rabachoy ba Yashia. That was the Meister before. Rabachoy ben Yaakov was talking to Rav Nachman, even though he was dead mistam more than a year already. There's more than Yud Beis Chodesh. Still, if the neshama wants to, it could come down. Ukihi Meister the Rav Benoy the Cheska Chabatin. The Messiah Mati also Meister's over there. And who are then? Yeah, it was the Meister. They went to the Kevin. There the Meister was. They went to the Moro, the Avram Avinu. Ishtakach li Eliezer, Ever Avram, the Koy Avovo. Omule, Maiko, Ever Avram. Omule, Neil Venaisi. Like I told him, come in. Apo Pishin is Moser, it's a Gnuza Takach Kisya Kovin. Still, if Avram Avinu wanted to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could do it. So that's what they're saying. Even though the Gemara says the Neshama stays in Shemayim after Yud Beis Chodesh, but if the Tzaddik wants to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could. All right, we'll stop here. Start again, yeah. Kufnum Gimel on top. Start again. Kufnum Gimel, yeah. Again, Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Vashelis, Mishmei de Rav, Mehespei de Shalodom, Nikirim Ben Olam Habahu Imlav. From the way they say a hesped, how they talk about you by your hesped, it's a rai if you be a Ben Olam Haba or not. So Rashi learns a Ben Olam Haba, Shim Koshu, if you are a Ben Olam Haba, if you're Koshu, Hakel Boichon Olam, everybody cries for you. Demoyes u'mesaprim shvach, they talk about your shvach, and they'll start crying for you. The Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Achim behespedo, is when Rav said, when he's going to be niftin, he's going to say, hesped for me, make a warm hesped. It's Achim behespedo, make it very warm there, talk good about me, dosim kibne, because I'm going to be there. He's dosim kibne, I'll be there. He's going to say, by all the hespedim, that the nifter is there, b'shash to say the hesped, he is there listening to the hesped. So Rav said, when you speak about me, make it very warm. So Chur Saraya, that if he didn't tell him to make it warm, it wouldn't be warm without this. I Luchur Rav is a Ben Olam Haba. So why wasn't it enough the fact that he's a tzaddik? You didn't have to warm up the people. And the moral akasha, Hod Mechamulei V'yochin. If the person is a tzaddik, so then when they make a warm hesped, the people will be warmed up, and they'll toif, the hesped will toif. Hod Mechamulei V'loyochin. The person is not a Ben Olam Haba, so even if they try and make it warm, it won't be warmed up. It's not kasha. Then you have to warm up the yerlim. You have to say a nice strong hesped, and that's the inyan of the mitzvah of a hesped. When the maspid speaks, he's supposed to speak with a nigin to make the people cry. Timaru the yerlim. Shem b'nei yodim nechmorim kokach al zokin. Omiel yodim chosse ki mechamam behespedo mechamam yavocho kulu. Vashenkin, if they say a good hesped and the person was a tzaddik, was a zokin, was a chosid, then the people cry. The person is not such a big chosid, then it doesn't help. Then no matter what they say, still doesn't make it so warm. So the kid says, Nikka by the hesped if he's a ben olam haba or not. Omalei Abaye l'rabba. So Abaye said to Rabba, Kegoin mar, he's like you Rabba, desani lei, kula pumpadisa. His rabbi was like the Mora Dasi of Pumbedisa, and everybody in Pumbedisa hated him. They didn't like rabbi. They didn't like rabbi. So the Zoy Manachim Espedu, who's going to say a nice hesped for you? And since everybody there hates you, they're not going to say nice about you. So Rashi learns the Sani Leikula Pumbedisa, Vishum the Machiach Lahu, the middle of the Shmaya. He used to be Mondem. He used to give them Musa. He used to tell them what they're doing wrong. So nobody liked him. They didn't like rabbi. Obenei Pumbedisa Ramoyenhein, the people who lived in Pumbedisa were all crooks. So mainly there were a lot of crooks there, and Rabbi said how to give their Musa not to be crooks, so they always had fights to say them. So the kids of the people didn't like Rabbi. So what's going to be, so Rabbi, yes Rabbi, what's going to be, because you're hesped, nobody's going to cry there, nobody's going to feel bad. So who, it's not going to be a Rai, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Omalei, so a Rabbi answered back, Mistaya at V'Rabba Bar Rav Chonon.
It's enough that you, as you, Abaya, and Rabba, Bar Rav Chanan, will say Hespit, that will be enough for me. I don't need more than that. Any time, even the other people will maybe won't speak so nice, but Abi, I know you'll say the Hespit there, that will be enough. More boy mine Rebeleza Mirav. Yeah, Beleza is the Kasha from Rav. Ezel ben Olam Haba, who's considered a ben Olam Haba? Omalei, the Pasuk says in Shayo, for Yoznecho Tishmano Dover, Meyacharecho Lemer, that your ears will hear what they're saying after him, Zehaderech Lechubo, Ki Samino Vechisas Milu, whether you went to the right, whether you went to the left. In other words, it means to say, like we said more before, V'shas HaSpeidoi, when they talk about the person, and you'll see what they say about him, if he did good or he did bad, let's nick if he's a Ben Olam Haba or not. Rashi Yoznecho Tishmana Dovah Miacharecho Leimor, Meachre Mitosechet, after his mitos, after the B'shas HaSpeid, when they take him a Lovayim, Kishatomos Tishma, you should listen, Kishayomru, when they will say, Zeha Derech Sholach Bo, this is the Derech that the person went, he was a tzaddik, he went on the right way. Then it's Araya, he's Muftach, that he is a Ben Olam Haba, since they're saying nice things, B'shas the Hespid. Now, other Gemara say that the Maspid, the one that says the Hespid, he has to be very careful what he's saying. Because if he says a lie, if I care, he makes it worse for the person. You're not allowed to lie. If you say a Shvach, it has to be an Emesnik a Shvach. So, Melo, if they say nice Shvachim about you, B'shas the Hespid, that's Araya that's saying the Emes, and that's Araya that the person is a Ben Olam Haba. More Rabbi Chanina Omar, Kol Shedas Rabbi Seinu Noicha Himenu. Jesu is considered a Ben Olam Haba. Whoever his Rebbe is Nicha with him. Rashi Noicha Menu, Daitam Noicha Aleihim, Mimash Shreinim Olav Vroyim Boy. As if your Rebbe hears about you, and your Rebbe is satisfied with what you're doing, as your Rebbe has Nachas from you, that's why you're a Ben Olam Haba. Your Rebbe Mustam is a Choshev person, and if you wouldn't be doing the right things, he wouldn't have Hanor from you. So if the Rebbe is Noichemenu, it's all right, you're a Ben Olam Haba, you're doing the right things. But it says in Kehelis, V'sovavu ba'ashuk ha'soiftim. If the soiftim, the people that will say the hespid, the maspidim, they'll be going around in the shuk. What does that mean? B'nei glilo amri, asei dvorm lufnei mitosecha. Means do things when you're still alive, k'day, that when they say a hespid on you, they'll be able to say something good. Rashi asei dvorm, she'yorm lufnei mitosecha b'espeitcha. Is make sure you do good things when you're still alive, then they'll have what to say, B'shas Yehespid. B'nai Yehuda Amri, B'nai Yehuda used to say, Asei Dvorim, the same thing, do Mais and Tevim when you're alive, Liacha Mitosecha, today that they'll be able to say Yehespid, good things about you, after the meet, after the Oren goes. So the more of a late plea, there's no machlekius, whether it means, Lefnei Mitosechem, or Liacha Mitosechem, Nomar Ki Asrei, Omar Ki Asrei, each one depending upon his city. It's in the city of Galilah, they used to say the Hespid in front of the Mitah. And in B'nai Yehuda, used to say the Hespid after the Mitah. But the same shot. Do Maisim Tevim now, Kadei the B'shas Delevaya, they'll say nice things about you. Right, the Tanan Hossam, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Shuv Yoy Mechod Lefnei Misoscha, Mishnah Novice, do tshuva one day before you die. Do tshuva. Ishalu Talmidav as Rabbi Eliezer. So his Talmidim asked the Rebbe, V'chiyodim yodeya eze yoyim yomus? Does a person know when he's going to die? Like, what's Pshan the Mishnah? What's Pshan the Abeleza? He's saying, do tshuva when? One day before you die. But who knows when you're going to die? Omalehen, Rebbe Eliezer answered back, Enochanami, V'chol shechein, Yoshev hayoyim, Shema yomus lamocher. Enochanami, kol shechein, do tshuva today. It's every single day, do tshuva, because maybe tomorrow you'll die. The nimsa like this will come out, kol yom b'tshuva. Every single day you'll be doing tshuva. Senechem, that's what he meant to say. Do tshuva every single day. He doesn't know which day he's going to die. And it's good to do tshuva one day before you die. Or v'zoi, so you don't know which day you're going to die, is nimtza kol yom v'tshuva yia. Or v'zoi, all the days will be v'tshuva. So the Gemara v'yav, Shloima oma v'chokhmosoi. Hey, Shloima Melech said the same thing in his chokhmah, that the Pasuk says in Kehelis, v'chol eis yia v'godech levon. At all times, your clothing should be clean. V'shemen aroshcho al yechzer. And never be missing oil on your head. Should always be clean. What does that mean? Omer Reb Yechon ben Zakkai. Rashi says, "Begodecha levonim means nishmoscha toiru nechiyah." That means begodim here means your neshama. As your neshama at all times should be clean and toiru. So the more it's a moshul, Omer Rav Yechonim et Zakkai, moshul lemelech shezimen es avodim lesuda. The melech told his avodim, told all his servants, Yishnah, I'm going to make you a big suda, and prepare yourself, like, get dressed to come to my suda. But the melech didn't say exactly at what time I'm going to make the suda, which day. He told them, be prepared, but he didn't say which day will be the suda. Is pikhin shebehem, the smart people, the smart servants, kishtu esatzman, they got themselves ready right away, they dressed themselves up, make themselves look nice. The yoshvu al pesach beis melech. And they sat and waited outside by the Pesach Beis HaMelech to be ready. At any second the Melech may call us in, so I want to be all ready to go into the Melech. Yashua Pesach Beis HaMelech here. Omru, klum chosla Beis HaMelech. Hey, the Pichim, the smart people said, is the Melech missing anything? In other words, any second he could be finished. His Suda could be ready. So let's always be prepared to come into the Suda. Tipshim Shebehem, what did the fool say, the Tipesh? They didn't take care. They went to do their business. Omru, they said, Klum ye suda b'lo terech. Is it possible that you can make a suda without preparing for it? Avad will take the king a few days, a few weeks, till he'll make a suda. So in the meantime, they went to do the work. They didn't dress up. They didn't get prepared for the suda. So the more of his meister was, the pisayim, right away, suddenly, b'kesh ha-melech es-avodiv. Suddenly, the melech said, oh, the suda is finished. Come inside. Come to my suda. Is Pichin Shebhem, the smart people, Nichnasu Lefonav. They came right in, Kishen Mekushotim. They were all dressed up, they're prepared, they're ready to come to the Suda. The Atipshim, Ashenke, and the fools, Nichnasu Lefonav. The Melech said, come, so they had to come in, but they came in, Kishen Mekushotim. They came in all dirty, they weren't prepared for the Suda. They thought it'll take a long time, yet they were still dirty. Is Samach HaMelech Likra'as Pichin. When the Melech saw the smart people, he felt very happy. He was sort of simcha to see them. They were ready for him. They were dressed up nicely. The melech was happy. The koyas likras tipshim. When the melech saw the tipshim, the fools, he got very angry. Like, what's the matter? I told you I'm going to make a suda. Be prepared. How come you're still dirty? Omar, halo lusha kishtu esatzmon lisuda yoshvu v'yoichlu v'yishtu. Hey, it's the pipkin, the smart people that prepared themselves for the suda, are dressed up nicely, come in, sit down and eat and drink. Omar, halolu. Hey, it's the tipshim. Sheloi kishtu asman didn't make themselves look nice. They're still dirty. Lisuda is yamdu. They should just stand there. V'yiru, and they should watch the way the choshuva people are sitting down to eat. And these tipshim, they have to stand and just watch. That's the muscle. So the morning chosnoi shereb meyer, as your meyer son-in-law said over mishum reb meyer, said over the name of his shver reb meyer, Omar af hein nirin kimash moshim. Hey, that's not so bad. Stam to have to stand there. If you stand there, people think you're a shamish. People think you're a waiter. So it's not so gefelich. So why is he not sitting down? It's not so gefelich. There are people that are waiters. So if you just be standing there, people think that you're a waiter. So it's not such a big einish. Elo, what the Melech said was like this. Elo v'yelu yoshrim. No, both of them have to sit down. There's a table for the pitchim, and there's a table for the tipshim. Nahalolu oichlin balolu revim. On this table, they serve, they eat. And the other table, they stay hungry. They're not served. Then it's nikkah, there's something wrong with them. Halolu shoysim, halolu sumayim. These people, the pipkim, sit and drink, and the tipshim sitting are thirsty. That's the moshul teilom hazeh, that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us here, and gives us a neshama Torah, and he tells us he's going to take it back, we don't know when. So now that was a memory of Rebbe Lezer, that tshuv yamechad, kaidim misoschom, the flame misoschom, do tshuvam, make sure at all times your neshama is always Torah, is always clean. That when it comes the time when Hashem takes it back, you'll be able to go into the melech's Shenem when the pasuk says Koyama Hashem Hine Avdai Yoichlu V'atem Tirovu. Hey, my avodim means the good ones. They'll come to the suda and eat. V'atem the Rishoyim Tirovu. They'll be hungry. Hine Avodai Yishtu. Hey, my good avodim. They'll come to the suda. They'll drink. V'atem Titzmo. And the other ones, the Rishoyim, they'll be thirsty. That's what Yeshayahu said. Hine Avdi Yeroinim Mitoiv Leiv. As the tzaddikim will be happy, they'll sing from mitul leiv. V'yatem the rishoyim titzaku mikoyev leiv. They'll scream from the pains of the heart. The veracher, another pshan the posuk is that kehilas that says in kehilas that b'chol eis yiyov begodecho levonim. At all times your begodim should be clean. So the first pshat means that begodim means your neshama. Your neshama should be clean with tshuva at all times. Another pshat is b'chol eis yiyov begodecho levonim. At all times your begodim should be white. That means elu tzitzis. make sure you're always wearing tzitzis. The shemen aroshecha al yechzar, you should not be missing shemen oil on your head, elu tfilin. At all times, wear tfilin. Rashi says, zeh tzitzis, shem meluvan habegid. That usually the begid is white, it was clean begid. And elu tfilin, shame, it's a name, mi shemen toiv. How do we show that we have the Shem Hashem on us? That's by wearing tefillin. Tefillin is the ois that we're an eved of Hashem. So that's what the pasuk means. B'chol eis, you should always be wearing tzitzis and be wearing tefillin. Hadron Alecha Hashem. Just more like next pair. Mishehechshich. Mishehchshich baderech. If somebody's coming home Friday from work and it's getting late, then he's still on the derech. And what can he do? He's not going to make it home in time before Shkia, before Shabbos starts. And Azoy Khuri has his wallet with him, he has his money with him. What should he do? Is nice saying kisel nochri. The Rabbanan made a special kula that you're allowed to give your wallet to a guy to carry it home for you. You give it to him poshadiyah before Shabbos. Even though you're telling the guy, take it home for me. Al-Khuri, you're telling the guy now, do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Stamazo, you're not allowed to tell a guy, even on Friday, to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Friday, come and carry something for me on Shabbos. But here the Rabbanu will make it. We'll soon see why. The Rabbanu will make it that if you're walking home late Friday, and you're not going to make it home in time for Shkia, so Bazoi, on the way, give your Choshev Azach and give your Kisa to the guy, and tell him to carry it home. Trashi Mishach Sech Noisen Kisa Nochri, Bivoy Join. Rashi learns it means even Friday by daytime, that's when you give it to the Nochri. That Mishnah, the Inain in my Nochri, let's say you don't have any guy there, you're going alone on the street, there's no guy around, is Manichay ala Chamor. The next best answer is put it on your Chamor. If you're going home with the Chamor, not that you're riding on the Chamor, just you're walking with the Chamor, is put your keys on top of the Chamor. So you won't be carrying it, you're not over Nisi Diraisam, just your Chamor will be carrying it. We'll soon see about Shris Behemtoy, what happened to that. So Drashi b'meini imoy im yesh imoy l'nochri odif from the forest b'gemara hoyesh. But if you have a goy, the best place is to give it to a goy. If there's no goy around, then put it on your behema. Because your behema, there is a tzas shaila, because there's a mitzvah shvis b'emtoy. In midiraisa, you're not allowed to let your behema do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So here, your chamor is carrying your kiss home for you on Shabbos. So he is doing a malacha. So the gemara will talk about how you get away from the malacha. But the next after a guy, then you give up on your chamor. Now he giya lechotzra chitoyna. When the chamor comes home, he comes into the first chotzer. So Rashi learns the chotzra chitoyna means shalir, the first chotzer in the city. Shumokem amishtamer. That's a place that's mishumah. They'll be watched. Rishayna bol lefarik min chamor. So as soon as you get home, it's already Shabbos by night. You don't have to. You're not allowed to go to your house. Now, be you come to the first house in the city, where if you drop it off there, it'll be watched. You're not afraid nobody will steal it. You have to stop right there. Is noite les hakelim hanitolim shabbos. If you have your hat or your jacket on the chamor, so those that kelim you're allowed to touch, they're not muksum. You can just pick it off the chamor, take it off the chamor, and put it down. V'sheinim nitolim shabbos. Let's say you put your wallet, you put your money on top of the chamor. He's carrying your money home for you on Shabbos. Now it comes Shabbos by night. You come to the first house, you're not allowed to touch the money, is matir achavolim, untie the saddle, the yasak and leiflim aleihim. And mele, what's on top of the saddle will fall off by itself. So you're not going to touch the muksa directly, you're just going to untie the saddle, and mele, what's on top of the saddle, will all fall off the chamor. That's the eitzah. Trashi, noito biyodim yolov, kelim hanitolim shabbos. Hey, zachen that are not muksa, you're allowed to touch, so gesuntay, take it off the chamor now and put it down. The Sheni told him, but things that are muksa, matir achavolim, untie the chebel, the string, shalukah of the saddle, shank shurim ben, that's tied on, yasak and oislam. And like this, the sack will fall off by itself, you won't have to touch the muksa. You don't have a head to touch the muksa. So, Timur, my time of shogle rabbonin, lemeisev kisil anochri. Hey, how come the rabbonin will make all that you're allowed to tell the goy on Friday, or Allah is even on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the guy, take my kiss, take my wallet, and carry it for me home. So, Drashi, my time is shorwal and the meisim al-nochri, for ehu shluchoi, li yisiyenu b'shabbos. The guy, you're making the guy, your shliach, to carry it for you for Shabbos. And this is part of the yis of Amir Yakim is a shmus. So the reason why Rashi didn't say the Lashon of Amir Uliyakim, because in the Issa Amir Uliyakim there are two Isurim. There's one Issa Dibur. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos to do something from you. That's an Issa Dibur. Now that Issa is only on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't say Diburim, you're not allowed to say. So on Shabbos, if you tell a guy to do a Malacha for you, that's the Issa Amir Uliyakim is a Shvus. Telling him just the Dibur alone. But here you're telling the guy to do it on Friday, so there's no Issa Dibur. You're allowed to talk whatever you want on Friday. No, the Issa is that if you tell him on Friday to do it for you, and he comes and does it for you on Shabbos, it looks as if he's Yishluchai. It looks as if you told him to do it. That's why it's also for him to do it for you on Shabbos. So the Kasha, how are you allowed to let this guy carry your kiss home for you on Shabbos? You're not allowed to let him. And for the Gemara, Kimne, Rashi said Yishluchai. It looks like he's Yishluchai. That's the din. The morning, the guy can't do Melacha for you. So the Gemara, Kim Luhu L'Rabbonin. Rabbanan understands the Einoda Maimid Atzmei Amamoyne. A person won't hold himself back to lose his money. What does that mean? Eloi Shoresley, if we're not going to find some kula that his money should be saved, his here he's walking home in the middle of the street, it's Kamat Shabbos, and he has his money with him. Now, if the Rabbanan are not going to find some hefty for him to get his money home, we're afraid, we're afraid the person himself will come to carry the money for Shus Rabbin. So today the person should not be over Nisi D'Raisa of carrying his money for Shus Rabbin. The Rabbanan will make all and let you be over Nisi D'Rabbanan only. Then let you tell the guy on Friday, do me a favor and take my money home for me. So that's why the Rabbanan will make all with this Nisi D'Rabbanan in this case. Because if they weren't make all for Nisi D'Rabbanan, you'd be over Nisi D'Raisa. Drashi, Maimed Atzmim, Elahatzma Moinen. People can't hold themselves back from saving their money. Yeah. So that's why here the Rabbanan will make all on this Issa of Amir Uliyakim. So tomorrow, Omar Rova, Davke Kisa, the mail the swear is only your wallet takes the money that you earned. Abu Mitzia Loi, let's say you're coming home Friday and you find a Mitzia in the street. You find something. For such as that, since you didn't work for it, it's not so choshev to you. So there we're not afraid to come to carry it yourself with Shus Rabin, so the Rabbanu will not make of you to tell a goy that he should carry it home for you. So Drashi Davke Kisa needs your own wallet, the Chiva, the Torah boy, you worked. How do you make money? By working. Is people are worried about it. They care about it. If we don't give you a heter to carry it home, you'll come to carry it yourself with Shus Rabin. So by Mashenken, by Mitzia, something you found, it doesn't mean that much to you if you can't save it on Shabbos. So I want to warm up to you. You can't tell a guy to carry it home for you. You mainly have to leave it there. Let's be afraid the person won't leave you or carry it. No, it doesn't mean that much to him. Said Gemara. Shita, kisa tanan. The Mishnah says, "Klod afka kis is mutter." Mashma mitzia, something you find. No, the Marnei Mal. The time I would think, "Who adin afilu mitzia?" is also mutter. You're allowed to tell a guy if you find a mitzia Friday when you're walking home, and then it becomes Shabbos, you can tell a guy to carry the mitzia home from you. I bought the tani kisa. What does the Mishnah say? Your wallet? Urcha de milsa katani. That's urcha. When you're walking home, the Mal, you have your wallet with you. It's not a shtega that you should always find mitzias in the street. So urcha de milsa is you have a kis. Kamash malon. No. There were dafka kis and not a mitzia. So the Gemara v'loya moron. And when don't we say you have a heter to save your mitzia? Ella deloy osli yodei. You didn't pick up the mitzia yet. Stam, you saw it in the street and you want to now go tell a guy go pick it up for me. You're not going to tell a guy to pick it up. But if you already picked up the mitzia like before Shabbos, avol osli yodei. But if you already picked it up Friday and you're holding it, then kikise dami. Then it's choshev to you, you already have it already. Now we're afraid you'll come to save it on Shabbos. So drashev loya moron de mitzia loi el de leosel yodei koidem shetechshach. Well, you didn't pick it up, you weren't zeich in the mitzia yet before Shabbos. Stam, you saw $100 bill in the street, and you didn't go to it yet. And you know it's kamat Shabbos, so here, you yourself to pick it up, we're not afraid to pick it up. You know it's soon going to be Shabbos, you can't walk home with the money yet, you can't walk home with the money on Shabbos. Let's be Matthew tell a guy, no, it's not so vichtig, we're not afraid to come to carry it. That's only if you didn't pick it up yet. If you picked it up already from before Shabbos, then it's like yours, so then you're very worried about it. So we're not going to be matthew to give it to a guy. Again, we're afraid maybe you come to carry it yourself. That's Momsha. Ika the army, some say, Boyi Rova. Rova Kleder for Shailam. Mitzia Haboli Yodi Maho. What about a Mitzia that you already picked up Friday when you're walking home? What din does the Mitzia have? Kivan the Yosli Yodi Kisadomi. Since you already picked up the Mitzia like you own it now, you're worried about it, and the Rabbanim will matter you to tell a guy to carry home for you, just like they will matter you to tell the guy to carry home your wallet. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Even though you picked it up, but it came very easy. You didn't have to work for the Metziah. Lach kisei domi. That it's not the kisei domi. The Rabbanim were not makel to be over the issa of telling a goy to do a melacha for you. Let the Marabai take it. Marabai is by a suffix if it's mutter or not. But any moinachus. The Mishnah says, what if you don't have a goy, then the next day you have to put it on your chamor. For the Gemara, time or it's a diyek. The any moinachus, because you don't have a goy with you. For Yeshi Moinochri, Mashmi, if you do have a guy walking with you, the best day to is Lenochri Yoyble. Give it to the guy, he should carry the money home from you. Is my timer. What's the chilek? Why does the Mishnah say it's better to give it to the guy than to give it to your chamor? Why can't you mitchilek give it to your chamor? Let the chamor carry it home. Why is a guy better than a chamor? Have the Gemara poshid. Chamor, your own donkey, your own behemoth, at the mitzvah al shvisosai. A person has a mitzvah's essay to let his behemoth rest on Shabbos. We have no dinim that a goyim shouldn't do melach on Shabbos. A goy could do as much melach as he wants. So midiraisa, there's no issa if a goy does a melach for us. When a chamor does a melach for us, it's an issa. Midiraisa, therefore matchila, don't put it on top of the chamor, rather give it to the goy. So the Gemara, what about chamor v'cheres reit v'kotin? You don't have a goy. When you're walking home, you have a chamor, you're walking home with your donkey, and next to you there's a cheresh shayt of a cotton, that they put them in a mitzvah. Who should you give it to the carry your kiss home? To the Gemara, a chamor monach lei. Avad, you should put it on top of the chamor, let him carry it home. The cheresh shayt of a cotton lo yoiv lei. But you shouldn't give it to the cheresh shayt of a cotton. My timer, why not? Hani odim, and hi lav odim. You fought the cheresh shayt of a cotton, at least they're a person, they look like a person. And if you give it to them, you may come to give it to a ben gadol, to a person that's mitzvah in mitzvahs. Therefore, don't put it on the person, rather put it on the chamor. Rashi, hi, Odom, v'yesh b'minoy shechaye b'mitzvahs, v'yosu lachulfei. A cheresh shayt of a cotton looks like a normal person, so if you give it to them to carry home, you may make a mistake and give it to a normal person to carry home, and it'll be over nisa deraisa for you. Therefore, it's better to put it on the chamor, where they will soon see there's not chance to be over nisa skila. It's only a shah to go over an isra say. We'll soon see about the chamor. Why the mice fits mutter to put it on the chamor? I look through this in isra, shrisas behemtai. So the more cherish v'shoitim. Let's say you have only two people with you. You have a cherish. A cherish usually in the Gemara means he's deaf and dumb. Deaf, deaf and dumb. Means he can't hear and he can't talk. So a person that can't hear and can't talk, his brain didn't develop. He's not called like a bendas. So he's potter. That's called a cherish. Or shoita is something else. He does stupid things. That's called a shoita. Is which one is worse? Cheresh b'shoita. So it's gemara l'shoita. Give it better to the shoita. So drashi l'shoita yoyiv. The less play das klal. As a shoita does stupid things, he has like no das at all. Avo cheresh. Mashenkin, a person that can't hear and can't speak, daito kalishta isle. Can I mean to be vomis? He has a little bit das. As the cheresh has more das than the shoita does. Therefore, you have the question, which one to give it to? Give it to the shaita, and not to the cherish. What about cherish v'shaita shaita? Cherish v'shaita v'kotin. What about you have a shaita and a kotin? Which one should you give it to? L'shaita. Give it to the shaita better. Why? Because the kotin has das, and eventually will become a bar das. So melosh, give it to the shaita. The shaita is worse off than a kotin. So tomorrow be boy lihu. Cherish v'kotin mai. What should you give it to? If you have a cherish, which we said a cherish has a little bit das. His das is not developed, he's not a mechuyev mitzvah, but he has a little bit das. And what about a cotton? A cotton doesn't have das only because he's too young. But he's a bar hochi, he will become to have das later. Which one is better to give it to? He should carry it home for you. My. So the Marli, but the Rabbi Eliezer lets you boil. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no shayla. Havad, you have to give it to the cotton, not to the cherish. We'll soon see. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a cherish does have das. He could too have dinim midiraisa. Titania. We have Yitzchok Reine Mishum Reb Lezer. Trumas Cherish. Let's say a Cherish took off Truma for you. You had Teres grown in Eretz Yisrael. You have a Chiyah to take off Truma to Maisrus. A Cherish went and took off the Trumas for you. It is a law called Loi Teitzi L'chulim. This Truma that he made, you're not allowed to use for Chulim. Loi Teitzi L'chulim.